Yeah, Mazi car.
This is very, very important. Yeah.
In third in this week's parasha, in parasha's Mitzrayim,
introduces how to purify from a tumah.
But there's something very unique in one of the korbanos that the Mitzrayim has to bring. He brings a pair of birds.
And one of them, the Gemara says, is shechted, and one of them is sent off into the wilderness. Shlach. You should send it off. And this demonstrates a duality in our lives. But a duality that is very relevant, I think, to the day of Yom HaZikar. Today's a day that we focus and we commemorate many of the korbanos of Am Yisrael, of people that were makriv of themselves for something that we take for granted. We living in America, visit Eretz Yisrael, enjoy the fact that now being a Yid means you have a homeland, means you have a sense of pride, you have a sense of security. People that create a Makom Torah for people of all beliefs and all ends of the spectrum, they're all safe, they're all able to learn. They're all able to steig and grow. People that guard the Makom HaMikdash, an area that has Kedusha, an area that we learn half of our sugyas about, a concept of Lifnei Hashem that's a reality today, a concept and a sugya that we can learn last week, Rabbi Yisai, about Netilas Lulav, in Mikdash, which according to the Rambam means Yerushalayim, Rabbi Yisai, for so many years, they were learning that sugi in the beginning of Lulav HaGozel, Machlekes Rashi and the Rambam about the Mikdash. And it wasn't a reality. Rabbi Yisai, we learned the sugi last week that it was a reality. We were plugging it in L'maisa. Lifnei Hashem is L'maisa. Mikdash is L'maisa. It's all because of people that are your age, 18 years old, 19 years old, that are being makriv themselves, that are putting themselves on the line in order that that should be a reality. That we should have a Lifnei Hashem. That we should have a Metzius closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's so important that we at some point in the day internalize what that means and some way, shape or form express our Hakaras HaTov to both the Rebbeinu Shel Olam but for all of those Shlichim of the Rebbeinu Shel Olam that enable Lemaisa us to have that and did so for us and are no longer around because they put themselves on the line. But what's incredible, Rabbi Yisai, is there people that are your age. They're individuals that were learning in high school and graduated just like you, went to yeshiva, or if they didn't want to go to yeshiva, they're at the same tipping point of their lives. They didn't yet get married. They didn't build their future. And yet they said, I'm an achrayus. I have responsibility. I have to protect my fellow brothers. Unbelievable. We take it for granted. But Rabbi said, that's the Tzipor HaNes. That's the cover. That's the one carbon that we have to take in this week's Parsha in the Taras HaMetzer. But there's often other individuals that are often not focused on Yom HaZikaron that I think at the same time, there are two birds. There's the carbon that it's a little bit easier to remember. But there's another carbon that gets neglected. there is the pair. There is the other bird that was connected to the original bird that is now sent out and continuing to live. But he's living with Mesiras Nefesh. Svarim explained that it's a little bit easier to die on Mesiras Nefesh. But now to live with Mesiras Nefesh is a totally new Nisayon. Those are families that live in fear, that live without the luxury of knowing that everywhere is safe, and getting nervous to even stand at a bus stop or to walk to school. This is not just something you read on Yeshiva World, or Rabbi say. This is emes. This is a few months ago, people that are talking in Eretz Yisrael that have a pachad. And those people are shlach, are birds that continue living, continue inhabiting, continue endowing Kedusha into Eretz Yisrael as Jewish people and living with Avodas Hashem and Iskarvus HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the Jewish homeland, which is the biggest Kiddush Hashem and gives Nachas Ruach to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But they live with that Mesiras Nefesh. They live for a purpose. They live with Achrayis. They live with responsibility. There are spouses, there are children that go to sleep at night living with Mesiras Nefesh when their fathers are called for Miluim, and they might be in elite units, and they might actually be called in for some real dirty work and some risky jobs. There are children that go to sleep not knowing if their father will come back a month later. There are mothers and grandmothers that have their little grandchildren. They grow up, they turn 18 years old. And now they're sleeping in Jenin. They're risking their lives. And these grandmothers, these bubbies, have to figure out how to continue to live. To be a bird, not as a carbon, but to live with Mesiras Nefesh. This is something that we don't focus on. This is something that we don't think about. This is something that when you compare our challenges, our lifestyle, our sense of responsibility, the same age, the same, made up the same genetics, same point of life. First of all, it should be mechayev us to learn on their behalf, to daven on their behalf, to make brachas on their behalf, and to not make excuses, and to realize that hegi hazman, sometimes you got to defend your country. So we have a different tafkid here, but it's still similar. We don't necessarily have to train with a gun. We don't have to necessarily run in the same way. We're a little bit out of shape compared to them. But we still have to live with Mesiras Nefesh. We still have to live for the same purpose. To be Makdishim Shemayim. To make sure that the Jewish nation is thriving. We have to live to make a Kiddush Hashem. And we have to live with Achrayus. We have to live with the fact that we might not have a commander yelling at us. But let's think about it. Let's think about the guys, our friends, our age group, what they're living with. Let's think about the families, what they're living with. And let's remember that there are two birds. There's the Tzipor HaShchuta and the Tzipor HaChaya. So Rabbi Yisai, Baruch Hashem, Baruch Hashem, we're not facing the same challenges. But we need all the more so. We need to give for those Jews. We need to remember those Jews on this Yom HaZikaron. Remember the Tzipor HaShchuta and remember the Tzipor HaChaya. We need to be mechayev ourselves. We need to live with a sense of achrayis. We need to mature a little bit. and raise our game for the sake of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, for the sake of the Jewish nation. That's Yom HaZikaron. Yom HaZikaron is not just stopping for a minute and just staying silent. Yom HaZikaron is internalizing what it means to sacrifice for the Jewish people. What it means to sacrifice for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What it means to really have a chiyus and a living al kiddush Hashem. Today's an incredible day. The question is, what do you do with it? How does it charge you? How is it going to shift you? How are you going to approach today? Is it going to be in a moment? Is it going to be a minute that you stop your car, you put it in park, and you stand silent? Or is it going to be the day that I realize, wow, there are people that no longer have the opportunities that I have. There are families that are living with Mesiras Nefesh. That's now going to charge me. That's now going to change me. Now A, B, and C is going to be implemented. Now I'm going to be a different person. I'm going to take this Yom HaZikaron, not only apply it to the past, not only use it as a memory, but take those memories and now use them towards the future. Zichronos on Rosh Hashanah is not only in order to judge the past. Zichronos is said on the first day of a new beginning. Because those Zichronos, that Zikaron, is what's going to propel the future. So everybody say, let's take the Zichronos. Let's take the Yom Zikaron. And let's take this charge in this week and a half that we have left, everybody say, to now set up a brand new summer. And for some of us, a brand new life that are at a tipping point in our life story. Shiva's ending. But hopefully, this chasima, this ending, this seal, is going to now bring new opportunity, bring a new face, bring a new approach to all my life endeavors and my schedule and my Seder Ayoyim and my Seder Achayim for the future. And we, Rabbi Yisai, should take this day and recognize that we are also soldiers. We're soldiers in the exact same army, the Tzivos Hashem. It's not with green shirts and pants, and it's not with boots, and there might be emblems on our shirts. Rabbi, so we're fighting the same battle. We're fighting the same war. We're trying to bring Mashiach. And we're trying to make a difference. But the difference is, from today on, we woke up. We realize, wow, there are people that are living with a Tzipor HaChai and a Tzipor HaMesa. There are people that their lives, that's real. That's not fake. That's a reality. That's a double-edged Mesiras Nefesh. And that's going to charge me. And that's going to change my life. And I want to be a part of that. I want to connect to it. I want to be part of the Tzivos Hashem. Mirtz Hashem, we internalize what this day represents and the intensity of this day. I'm speaking from my own experience, having a father, Zichrono Livracha, that fought in many of the wars. Having a grandfather that was in the Haganah, that truly fought with their bare hands for this country. And everybody said, that's what my father taught me. Because it's not about you. It's about the Ribbono Shel Olam. It's about the Jewish nation. It's about Lifnei Hashem. It's about shaking the lulav of Lamaisa in the Makom HaMikdash according to the Rambam. It's about the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has, Baruch Hashem, gave us this reality after so many karbonos. So everybody say,
Let's recognize what this day is all about. And let's become different people, myself included. Yom HaZikaron HaZichronos, that now starts a Rosh Hashanah. A new year. A new Mahalach. A new approach. With a sense of achrayus, with a sense of responsibility, and with a sense of maturity. You're all big boys. And your lives are becoming bigger and bigger. And every year that you get to a new Yom HaZikaron, there are going to be new challenges and new achrayus and new responsibilities. Let's realize and remember that we're all part of the same battlefield and the same war. And Rabbi Yisai, please, specifically, today, in your tefillas, in your learning, in your hasmada, in your brachos, keep in mind the Kedoshim U'Tahirim, that we're Meiser Nefesh literally for this reality, for us in this year in Tavshinayin Ches, that this could be the Metzias, and to bring us closer and closer towards Mirtz Hashem, the Bias HaMashiach, to have the Geula Shlema, and to have Mamish Makom HaMikdash, the Mirtz Hashem, we'll even have Netilas Lulav in the Beis HaMikdash, not just in Yerushalayim. All Rishonim will agree that that will be Usmachtem Lefnei Hashem Shivas Yamin. There'll be a Simchas Achayim, be a Menuchas HaNefesh. There'll be true Simcha, which we're not able to have right now. But let's also remember Rabbi Yisai and keep in mind the Tzipor Achayim, Mesiras Nefesh of all of those people living in Eretz Yisrael. Mesiras Nefesh of people that continue to be a karbon and to be people that are most in Nefesh. Laman HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Laman Am Yisrael. And Laman bringing us closer to this Garvis, to the Geula Shleim. Let's keep us in mind in all of our Schuyas, all of our Mitzvahs, all of our Brachas and all of our Tefillas. Should be a Schus for Aliyas and Neshama of those that were Moshe Nefesh al Kiddush Hashem, and it'll be a schus for Refuos and Yeshuos and Brachos for all those that are the Tzipor Achaya living in Eretz Yisrael. Mirtz Hashem should be a schus.